punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. And man, let's get to the weather real quick here. And currently at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanette Center, 82.8 degrees. The winds are out of the east, I guess. It's hard to see that arrow up there. At 6.5 miles an hour. We had 16/100ths of an inch of rain here in Elk City overnight. Humidity's at 69. Looks like Hollis, Oklahoma, capital of Harmon County, is the hottest spot in the state right now at 88 degrees. Mangum's at 86. Hobart's at 85. Tipton, you're 86. Arnett, home of the famous Lori Campbell, 85 degrees. 87 degrees at Slap Out. The West Texas Mezzanette is down, so I don't have any temperature for you over in the Panhandle as of right now. Maybe it'll come on here shortly and I can update you on it. The May Ranch is at 85. Cherokee, you're at 84. Lahoma's 81. And down at Hinton, you're 86 degrees. All right, let's get to it. Looks like there was a huge rain. Some people got rain this morning, some people didn't. Looks like it was all kind of, mainly north of I-40 until you got over close to Clinton, and then it went south on you. But starting out by Glazer through Arnett around Pack Saddle area, all the way over into Leedy and north of Hammond there, you guys got anywhere from half inch up to 2.5 inches. But man, when you got to Woodward, there was a streak that went through Sharon, Sealand, Tologa, down by Thomas, towards Weatherford, anywhere from 2, and I don't know if this is correct, but somebody help me out here, but between Tologa and or between Putnam and Oakwood and Thomas, looks like they was up to, according to my deal, 6 inches of rain last night that you got. I'm pretty sure this is not a total rainfall for the last few days. It cleared itself yesterday, and I took a picture of the famous Tony up there at Thomas that he put on social media, and I got he has 2 day total 6.74 inches, 7 day total 13.25 inches, and that's somewhere around in there between Thomas and Custer City. That's a lot of rain, folks, in a week, 13.25 inches. Well, it looks like we're going to get a little bit of a break now until this weekend, but the heat is going to move in today, and it's going to be pretty brutal for the next 2 or 3 days. And so anyway, a lot of rain. If you're bored and you want to text in on the KECO Ag text line at 580-225-9697, text in your total amount of rain you've got in the last day, two, or week, and what area, and I'll be glad to share it with all of our listeners out there. I appreciate your participation into it. Okay, well, let's start out. We'll see what happened overnight, and looks like grain prices are back up a little bit. Soybean and grain futures rose in overnight trading ahead of Wednesday supply and demand reports that come out from the USDA tomorrow. The USDA will release its monthly world agriculture supply and demand estimates and crop production reports tomorrow. Analysts are expecting the government to lower its outlook for soybean production. Late last month, the agency forecast area planted with beans at 83.5 million acres, down 5% from last year, and well below the March projection of 87.5 million acres. Yeah, that's a lot of difference, like 4 million. Corn output is more of a question, as yields likely will be seen lower, but the planted acres report on June 30th showed areas of 94.1 million acres. That's up 6% year over year and ahead of the 92 million acre forecast in March. Crop conditions, meanwhile, show improvement week to week, as 51% of soybeans were rated good or excellent as of Sunday, up from 50% 7 days ago, according to the USDA in its weekly progress report. 10% of the crop was setting pods, up from 4% a week earlier, and 39% were blooming, up 24% according to the USDA. About 55% of corn earned top ratings, up from 51% a week earlier. 3% of the crop was in the dough stage, and 22% was in the silking, up from 8% a week earlier. Spring wheat ratings also improved, rising to 47% from 46% a week earlier. Some 72% were headed as of Sunday, up week over week from 51%. 40% of winter wheat crop was in good or excellent condition, unchanged from the prior week. About 46% of the winter crop was harvested at the start of the week. That's up 37% from a week earlier, but well behind the prior five-year average of 59%. I'm not 100% sure, but I bet we're in the 80 to 90% range here in Oklahoma. And with all these rains we've been getting all over the state, I'm going to say the weeds have taken over a lot of it. Soybeans jumped 14% to $13.59 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal added $6.90 to $3.95.80 a short ton. And soy oil fell 0.5 cents to 60.31 cents a pound. Corn futures gained 5.5 cents to $5.05 a bushel. Wheat futures for September delivery in Chicago rose 14 pennies to $6.60 a bushel, while Kansas City futures were up 14.25 cents to $8.25 a bushel. Inspections of corn and beans for overseas delivery declined week to week, while wheat assessments improved. Corn inspections in the last 7 days that ended on July 6 dropped to 341 million metric tons. That's down from 675 million metric tons a week prior. That's also well below the 934 million tons examined a year ago. Soybean assessments last week were reported at 238 million metric tons, 238,000 metric tons, I'm sorry, not million, down 9.2% week to week and down from 360,000 tons inspected last year. Wheat inspections, meanwhile, rose to 419,000 metric tons, up from 342,000 tons a week earlier and above the 310,000 last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the USDA has inspected 33.5 million, I got that right this time, metric tons of corn for overseas delivery, but that's down from 49.2 last year. Soybean assessments at the beginning of September now stand at 49.7 million metric tons, down from 52.2 million tons in the same period last year. Wheat inspection since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st is now at 1.52 million metric tons, and that's down from 1.92 million at the same point last year in 2022. Well, obviously, this is going on. Flash floody, severe thunderstorm warnings have been issued for West Central Oklahoma as storms roll through the area. According to the National Weather Service, storms are moving through the area about 30 miles an hour, bringing gusts of wind up to 60 miles an hour. Torrential rainfall is occurring with some of these storms and may lead to flash flooding. As much as 3 inches of rain has already fallen, and that was at 5 a.m. this morning, and another 2 are possible, and it looked like it happened. Thunderstorms are also possible in parts of Iowa tonight with strong winds, hail, and potentially tornadoes in the forecast. Severe weather is expected to continue in tomorrow for parts of central Iowa. So I seen something on Facebook yesterday, and I want to kind of help out my county buddies out there. So there's not really complaints, anything but going on, but you guys be patient with our counties, our districts in the county on working on these roads and stuff. a lot of water has come over the roads and too muddy to get in there and blade and stuff like that. Just be patient with them. Our county guys do a really good job no matter what. I've been down some bad county roads, don't get me wrong, but not in our area. But just be patient with the counties. Let them get the things fixed. They probably got debris they've been removing. These trees have been down. They're probably even helping some of the cities get some of that stuff done. But things will dry out here in the next few days, and they'll try to get all those roads repaired up. Meanwhile, just be careful and driving down those roads. I went and checked my landlord's cows this morning over there northeast of Carter there on the Merritt Road south of 152. And this is the first rain this year that's actually did some damage to the road. So just be careful where you're driving and be patient with the counties as they get out there as fast as they can and get things fixed up. But first, it's got to dry out. So obviously, if you do run into something that might be a danger for vehicles to go through, that maybe you should let your county commissioner know about a washout or something in the road, and they would appreciate it. So just be patient with them. It's coming. And I'm sure a lot of rock got washed off the road, so just be cool with them. How about that? Well, let's take a break, and today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour. And when we come back from this Stockman's Vet break, I'll get you up to date on the current grain prices and give you an update on the sales report from Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Report, and give you an update what's happening at the Hobart Stockyards tomorrow. Big bunch of cows coming in there. I'll tell you all about them right after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Good afternoon to all of Jimmy Clark's great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 10th. I'm Drew Cobb. 934 head were sold. 11 head of steers at 471 brought 287. 16 at 629 brought 243. 49 at 758 brought 247. 11 at 800 brought 238. 40 at 846 brought 232. 25. 20 at 877 brought 226. 24 at 1002 brought 215. 4 head of heifers at 406 brought 241. 27 at 531 brought 251. 9 at 617 brought 225. 24. 3 at 655, brought 213. 35 at 676, brought 233. 9 at 678, brought 226. 13 at 716, brought 221. Butcher cows were 85 to 125.50. Butcher bulls brought 114 to 145. Pairs were 1750 to 1810. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call old Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. 580-497-6095.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, the West Texas Mesonet is back up. So I picked the big city of Lipscomb, 86 degrees. Heat index is 93. Humidity is 68. Dew point is 74. The winds are out of the south at 10 miles an hour. Gust up to 12. Peak wind gust so far today was 23 miles per hour. Month to date, precipitation. I wonder how long it's been since they had rain like this. 6.97 inches of rain in the first 11 days of July. 8-inch soil temperature there is 76 degrees. I scrolled down here to Wellington. You know how much rain they've had in the last 11 days? 0.96. 961 thousandths of an inch, as they say around Grimes. So anyway, it's that's the difference between, it's not that far. I mean, what is that, 100 miles maybe? So anyway, there's 5-6 inches difference between water there. So far, still we're at 82 degrees here at the studio, and I have, today is the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic hour, and I get to it if I can. There we go. We are seeing a dramatic increase in foot rot cases as a result of all the recent moisture. Early treatment is the key to avoid production loss and to minimize hoof, toe, and joint damage. Let us help as soon as lameness is detected. Also, please remember to keep an eye on your pets and livestock as ticks are thriving. Ticks carry diseases for our pets and rob our livestock of production and weight gains. Contact us for easy treatment and prevention programs for all species. It's also time to plan spring calf working and a vaccination program for your cow herds. Call us as we can work together on a program and schedule that will fit your needs and production schedule. Also providing a full line of equine services, including vaccines and dental. Remember that good, clean water is the most important nutrient for all of our pets and livestock. Please check your water sources regularly. Proudly serving all Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, providing full service to all species. That's a lie. She won't do rattlesnakes in a complete mixed animal practice. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after-hours emergency service. Anyway, thank you, Dr. Mouse. She updated her reading for me today because I had a drought in there, so we did a little change-up. Anyway, that was a good one. Anyway, yes, foot rot. I've talked to some buddies of mine that all got cattle. Most all my friends got cattle. They got foot rot going on. Keep eye out on your calves, especially the, it doesn't matter what size they are. If you see a calf out there with a drooping ear or not feeling well, you can almost bet 100% it's ticks in the ear. Because even my dog, Sister, we got cow ticks out of her ear. It wasn't the regular dog ticks. It was cattle ticks coming out of the ear. So anyway, keep a lookout on there. Keep your water. Water is so important, everybody. I know we got a lot of fresh rainwater in the ponds right now, but just keep I got a couple places we don't have ponds. We use windmill and solar. My dog's waters at least once if not twice a day, because my new little pup, she seems that her feet need to go in the water all the time, so there's no telling what she tracks in there. So anyway, my wife has gave my new dog, Beth, my hunting dog, a new nickname. She's calling her the Tasmanian Devil, so got that going on. All right, let's check the grain prices as soon as I can find them. There they are. Let me update them. And come on, computer. There we go. We got her going now. Okay, corn for July up $5.75 a bushel. September's up $3 at $4.95. December's up a little over $2 at $5.02. March is $5.13. Soybeans for July is up $8. It's at $15.16 a bushel. August is $14.68, $13.81 for September, and $13.58 for November. Soybean meal, July, $4.12.30 a short ton. August is $4.14.20. September is $4.07.20. Soybean oil for July, $68.96. August is $64.57. September is $62.08. Matter of fact, soybean oil is the only thing I see on the grains that's in the red. Hard red winter wheat for July is up over 16 at 8.26 a bushel, 8.23 a bushel for September. Oats futures July 4.15, September 4.30. Cotton is down. I guess I lied. They're in the red too. October and December both are at 79 cents a pound. Live cattle for August. Everything's in the green here. 178.57, October's 181.55, December's 184.95, February 188.17. August feeder cattle, 247.35, September 250.35. Lean hogs for July, 101.17, August 97.97, October 83.17. Hobart Stockyards will be having their sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Sale starts. 63 bred cows, 3 to 6 years old, 4 to 7 months old bred. They're all red and black cows. If you're looking for some cows, head on down to the Hobart Stockyards tomorrow, and Mr. Rex Fleming will hook you up. Again, 63 bred cows, 3 to 6 years old, 4 to 7 months bred, fall calvers. They'll be ready to rock and roll here in about 2 or 3 months. So anyway, if you look for some cows, good time to go buy some. All right, let me bring up Mr. Brandon Hickey on my telephone. Should have already had it up, but I goof off during break and forget about it. At the Elk City Livestock Auction last Friday, 974 head sold. Steers. There was a nice bunch from Cheyenne. Cutter bulls, 556, brought 255. There was some steers weighing 545, brought 278. We got some from Cheyenne weighing 623, 266. Some from Altus, 260. Some calves from Childress weighing 646, brought 254.50. Some 723 pounders from Cheyenne steers, 219. And then heifers are doing awesome. There's some here from Sayre weighing 405, brought 269. A nice bunch from Elk City weighing 550, brought 250. And we got some from Mangum weighing 645, $226 per hundred weight. And then had some from Foss weighing 774, brought 207.70. And had a few here from Granite heifers weighing 831. 195. Butcher cows were bringing up to $1.26. Butcher bulls up to $1.45. That reminds me, somebody said one of their buddies sold some up close to the city that lives up there, weighed over 2,100 pounds, brought $1.43. Do the math on that thing. That's expensive hamburger meat. Bred cows were bringing anywhere from $1,100 to $2,610. Pairs were bringing up to $2,625. Anyway, let's see what happened yesterday at Clinton at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Steers, let's see how many they had. They had 934 head there. Some 471-pound steers brought 287. From Elk City, from Cordell, some 800-pounders brought 238. And from Elk City, 24 head, weighing 1,002 pounds, brought 215 a pound. You do the math. Heifers, some from Vernon, big bunch, 83 head, weaned, 502, 264.50 from Sentinel, 617 weights, 224. And a nice bunch from Roosevelt, weighing 676, brought 233. And a 13 head from Colony, weighing 716, brought 221. Pairs were bringing around 1,800 yesterday at Clinton, or at Western Oklahoma. And then butcher cows bringing up to 125.50. And butcher bulls were bringing up to 145. Anywhere from 114 to 145. So you got some culls out there. You best be unloading them because the price is good. I don't know how long this is going to last. I figure it's got to last a while with the shortage of cows, but what do I know? Anyway, let's take a Stockman's Vet break. When I come back, today is Hay Day Tuesday. I have some reports that you want to hear about hay prices and hay quantity and what our stocks look like in Oklahoma, including the United States. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Where's your plumber when you need one?
In Elk City. That's where Klein Mechanical's ready to tackle those messy jobs that we all try to avoid. They're also looking to hire an experienced journeyman plumber with experience in residential, commercial, and utility work. Pays competitive along with a generous benefits package. To apply, just go by the Klein Mechanical office at 101 Stout Drive in Elk City or give them a call at 580-225-1242. That's 225-1242.
Interest rates are low and inventory is high at Barber Dyson Ford. Get a 23 Ford Expedition for just 2.9% interest for 60 months. A 23 Ford F-150 for 3.9% for 60 months, plus $1,000 customer cash on select vehicle lines. And Ford is offering $1,000 accessory cash on F-150s and $500 accessory cash on Ford Bronco and Escapes. Any Ford accessory applies. Plus, we got the largest selection of Ford Super Duties in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC, your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners. This is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I have picked the big metropolitan area of Putnam, Oklahoma, for an update for your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast. 85 degrees, feels like 90. It's humid out there. Dew points at 71, humidity's at 64. According to the Putnam Mesonet, they've got 1.41 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. And I know, looking at my other Shingasso there, that we got stuff going on. They've got a lot of rain just to the east and south of Putnam in the 4 to 6 inch range. So anyway, winds are out of the southwest at 15 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 20. Sunset will be at 8:55. They are under a flood advisory until 1 o'clock today. Or no, July 15th. Oh, whoa. There we go. Sorry, I misread that. They're under a flood advisory for the next 3 or 4 days. I guess the river's up, the creeks are out, the ponds are full. Flood watch until 1 a.m. Central Time, July 13th. So that'd be, what's today, Tuesday, Thursday? So tomorrow night, basically. Today, 96. Tomorrow, 100 and hot. Thursday, 98 degrees and hot. Thursday night, you have a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Friday, 95 Friday night, 30% chance of thunderstorms, and Saturday, 86 for a high, and 30% chance of storms on that day also. That is you. So big shout out to Benji and Lori White up there at B&L Red Angus. Hope you guys are having a good day and not a lot of damage has happened to your property with all this rain. Okay, let's see what else we got going here. I took a picture of something. Oh, I did this once before. He's probably going to shoot me. But anyway, so Ann, Briley, and Brian Pritchard, they're going to be at the Redland Chiropractic Clinic tonight with their vegetables. Let's see, Tuesday evening, what time? At 6 o'clock, they got tomatoes, okra, squash, zucchini, freckles zucchini, cucumbers, unshelled black-eyed peas, corn on the ear. Actually, that's a pretty good price. 2 ears for a dollar or $5 for a dozen. They'll have fresh salsa, all kinds of salsa going on there, and both hot and mild. Everything is first come, first serve, and I promise you it'll go fast. And anyway, you guys, even if you don't need any vegetables, you need to go to the Redland Chiropractic office here in Elk City. It's right there on 3rd Street. It's easy to find out here towards the west end of 3rd Street before you get to United, but on the north side of the road over by the hospital. Check it out, because Briley is unveiling their new vegetable trailer, and she did a really cool job on it. So go check out her. They took an old cotton trailer, it looks like, and put a new floor in it and put a roof on it with some old tin. Looks pretty good. Good job, Briley. I'm proud of you. She's a good kid. I don't know how Brian raised such a good kid, but anyway, she must take after her mom. That's all I can say about that. All right, let's check out some hay news. All right, May alfalfa prices dropped $8 a ton. The average hay price for alfalfa regressed to $279 per ton during May, according to the USDA's Ag Prices Report. May's alfalfa hay price was down $8 per ton from the previous month and followed a $20 ton rise from March to April. The price remains $35 higher than it did last year. The average price for Supreme and Premium alfalfa hay during May rose by a modest $2 per ton to $317 a ton. Grass hay was pegged at $175 a ton in May, which was $8 higher than the previous month and the first upward movement in price since November of 2022. Double-digit gains in alfalfa price was realized in 5 states during May. That group was topped by Kansas, which had a $12 ton gain. It was followed by Nevada, New York, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, which were all up about 10 bucks. Double-digit declines in May alfalfa price occurred in six states. Oklahoma's price dropped by $22 per ton, while California's price was down $20 a ton. Washington, Utah, Idaho, and Arizona each had a reduction of $10 a ton. The highest average alfalfa hay prices were reported in Arizona at $335 per ton. Washington followed at $320 a ton, while New Mexico checked in at $310 a ton. Midwest states continue to offer the cheapest average hay prices. North Dakota was easily the lowest at $135 a ton. Wonder if you could go up there and buy a couple semi-loads and pay for shipping and come out on that deal. I don't know, I have to think about that. It was followed by Missouri at $165 a ton and Wisconsin at $170. Keep in mind, the USDA average prices account for all qualities and bale types of hay sold. Also, the final U.S. estimate and volume-weighted average rather than a simple average of state values. Those states with the most volume sales will impact the final U.S. dollar value more than the states with fewer sales. The USDA also tracks the prices of supreme and premium quality alfalfa in the major dairy states and determines the average price for the five top milk producing states: California, Idaho, New York, Texas, and Wisconsin. For May, the average price of supreme and premium alfalfa rose by $2 a ton to $3.17. A year ago, average price of supreme and premium was at $2.74. California, compared from this year to last year, was $2.75 last year, May, $3.20 this year. Texas was $2.57, it's $3.44 this year. Idaho, $2.95. It's down. It's $2.90 this year. So there you got that going on. Other hay. The May average price of other hay, mostly grass included, increased by $8 a ton to $175, which was $32 per ton higher than a year earlier. The highest May price for other hay other than alfalfa was reported in Washington at $280 a ton. Oregon and Colorado followed at $260 a ton. North Dakota had the lowest reported hay average price at $102 per ton. It was followed by Wisconsin and Missouri at $113 and $125 a ton. A couple of comparisons with our neighbors, including ourselves, with other hay. Let's check out Kansas. That's our neighbor to the north. $105 last year, $160 this year. Nebraska, $105 this year, or last year, $125 this year. That don't make sense. Anyway, Oklahoma, $100 a ton last year, $136 a ton this year. Texas, $151 for grass hay last year, $184 for this year. So there you got it. There's your hay report on that right there. All right, let me get out of that and talk a little bit just about this. We're talking hay. Today is Hay Day Tuesdays on this Stockman's Vet Happy Hour. Alfalfa hay exports to all trade partners totaled 167,159 metric tons in May, according to the USDA's Foreign Ag Service. This is down 31% compared to a year ago, but up roughly 13% from April. Though May exports of alfalfa hay in 2023 were down 32% from last year. China imported 49,000 metric tons of U.S. alfalfa hay during May. That's down from the 122,000 metric tons they imported last year. Saudi Arabia came in. They imported 40,000 metric tons of U.S. alfalfa hay, and Japan imported 40,316. If you guys are ever around Stafford, Kansas, up north here, pretty close to Pratt, if you ever go in there, if you'll drive into town from the highway there, I think it's 51 or 52, and go north through downtown Stafford and up towards the north side of town when you get outside of town, north part of the outside of town, there is an alfalfa operation going there that I've been by and been to a couple times, and they take that hay and they dehydrate it and put it in vacuum sealed bags and suck it in and make big squares, and they ship that to Japan, and then they go over there. When they get it to Japan, Japan adds water. It's kind of like a dehydrated meal you see in the military, the MREs, just add water, and then expands back out. It's a really cool operation to see if you've never seen anything like that. It's pretty cool. Harvest hay projections, acre projections are up according to the USDA June acreage report. Total harvest hay acres are pegged at 51.9 million, which is 4.9% higher than last year and 2.6% greater than the initial March estimate. Harvested alfalfa and alfalfa mixture acreage is forecast at 15.7 million acres, which is almost 5% greater than last year. Non-alfalfa acre projections remain as steady at 36.3 million acres. The USDA acreage report predicted corn acres to be 94.1 million this year, up 6%. So anyway, I had a couple of texts I wanted to share with you. Down by Vinson. I don't know if a lot of you know where Vinson's at. But anyway, it's in the southwest part of the state here, down here. They've got between 4 to 6 inches of rain, depending where you were around Vinson over the weekend. So, man, everybody's getting some good rain. The grass is good. I went, had to take some mineral tubs out and check the loose minerals for my cows yesterday out here west of town, and they were nowhere to be found. So I had to drive through that 80 acres, and that Plains Blue Stem, no joking, the seed looks like they were just almost to the top of my one-ton Chevrolet four-wheel drive truck. So the grass is growing. We sprayed and fertilized that this year, and, man, it paid off. There's not a weed out there, and it just looks great. I called for the swather man to come over and take a look at it and see if he can help us out, make us 100 or 150 bales of hay, and don't have to worry about buying any for those cows this year. Well, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had a incident this past December. Had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town, because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hot deals are happening at DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Spartan's summer sales event is going on now, and if you've been pondering the idea of buying a new zero-turn mower, now is the time. They're offering 0% financing or instant rebates. That means more money in your pocket and less time mowing the yard. Now that's a grass-cutting, money-saving deal. DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City.
Most common problem that urologists in general deal with is going to be kidney stones. That's both male and females. In males, the commonest problem is going to be enlarged prostates. We can't forget about the big three: kidney cancer, bladder cancer, prostate cancer. And then in females, the commonest problem most typically is going to be some type of, you know, recurrent urinary tract infections. If you see me for surgery at Great Plains Regional Medical Center, and then you would be following up with me rather than a nurse practitioner or physician's assistant, I find it most beneficial to continue the relationship with your physician, your medical doctor and or your surgeon throughout the entirety of your life and or your visits. I'm Dr. M.L. Henry, a urologist at Great Plains Regional Medical Center. My office phone number is 580-339-7550.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I'm back, and I didn't even bring up my, there we go. We're going to go with, let's just go with Hobart. How about that? With the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, currently at Hobart, it's 87 degrees, feels like 93. Dew point 72, humidity 61, have 0.01 inch of rain in the last 24 hours. The winds are south, 19 miles an hour. Sunrise 6:30, sunset 8:52. Current watches and warnings in the Hobart area is a heat advisory till 8 o'clock tonight. Today hot and 100. Tomorrow hot and 105. Thursday hot and 104. 20% chance of rain showers Thursday night. 101 for Friday. It's going to be hot, and then Friday night, 20% chance of thunderstorms. Saturday, 96 degrees, and another 20% chance of showers. So more rain coming in this weekend. It doesn't show a big chance, but you know what I have learned from this weather forecast in the last 60 days? If they got a percent chance of rain in there, we're more than likely going to get one. So anyway, oh, good news. My corn came up, the day before yesterday down there that we no-tilled into some knee-high stubble down there. Looks great. Got almost 4 inches of rain on it, 3.6 or 3.8 to be exact, since we planted it on July 4th. So it's up and running, and I'll be honest with you, I'm glad it's no-till this time with no bare dirt showing, because with all that rain, it got pounded, but it looks good in that stubble, that's for sure. Okay, what do we got here? New study. Oh, I want to give you guys a heads up. Now, I'm not 100% sure what all is going to happen on this deal, but there's a deal that my nephew that works for U.S. Representative Stephanie Bice, he went to a deal yesterday in Shawnee, and it's a pretty cool deal that they're doing. They're working on, or they're doing it, it's called Bio Liquidator, and it's taking bones and stuff from animals. It's not a rendering deal. This is not what this is. And they're doing some other stuff to it, and then they're spreading it on for fertilizer. And a couple of the feedbacks they got from people there around Shawnee that have used it have said it's unreal what it's done to their ground as far as fertilization is concerned. So I'm going to work on this. I'm just giving you guys a heads up. I want to see if I can get a hold of these people and have them come on the show and explain what all's going on with this deal. But it sounds like a really cool concept that they got going, because this deal here, it says there's not going to be no smoke from the disposing of these animals and burning or rebricking or emissions, no reliance on carbon material or bulking. No need to build a big facility, no turning windrows. They're spreading it out there on the ground, and so far it's pretty cool. So anyway, just give you an update on what's going on that. Let's see here. What else I got going up tomorrow? First part of the show, Joe Merrick's going to be on, talk about the Dust Bowl days and the Wild Plum Fest. And then I want to thank him for his grandkids helping me Sunday. Good kid. I love him. And then second half of the show, special agent for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Paul Cornett, is going to come on the show. And we're just going to talk about things that are going on in his area, what to watch out for, if any thieving the cattle, rustling, the whole nine yards is going on, because according to some of the emails I've been getting from some of the associations, I think the cattle thieving and equipment thieving has gone up a little bit, so he'll be on. Thursday, we got Greg Hartman from OSU will be on for the whole show. We're going to be talking about the CEU classes. Just think, we got all this rain going on. You guys know what's growing, Johnson grass. So we need to start thinking about toxic poison. I wanted to say something else, but I didn't. Prussic acid poisoning from Johnson grass. How about that grasshopper invasion? I don't know about you guys, but down there west of Willow, these grasshoppers look like dinosaurs down there. These things are big enough to my dogs run from them. Anyway, soil testing on grass for fertilization. All this rain, your fertilizer might be pushed down past the root. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Cattle prices, the whole nine yards. And then Friday, I'm very excited. Kelsey Walters will be coming on. She grew up in Canute, but she lives over in Eastern Europe right next to Ukraine, and she's home because of the war and stuff. But I follow her on Facebook, and she went to OSU here in Oklahoma and then joined the Peace Corps and went to Eastern Europe. But it's very interesting how different things are over there farming-wise than over here. So she's going to be on Friday. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss any of my shows, but that show Friday with Kelsey, I think, is going to be really, really interesting. So keep that on your schedule. All right. Let's see. New study shows glyphosate ban would drive up food prices. A new report examines the future without glyphosate, showing if glyphosate was no longer a management tool available for farmers, the immediate impact would be costly to the economy, farmers, and the environment. Aimpoint Research, a global strategic intelligence firm, published the report titled A Future Without Glyphosate, examining the repercussions that would emerge or could emerge from the discontinuation of that glyphosate, currently the most commonly utilized herbicide in the United States. The report, commissioned by Bayer, stresses that while American ag system and farmers would adapt over time, the immediate impacts to the economy, environment, and farmers would be extensive and costly. Key findings from the study suggested that unavailability of glyphosate would lead to more tilling and fewer cover crops, which could result in the release up to 34 million tons of CO2, equivalent to the emission of approximately 6.8 million cars. Cause a 2 to 2.5 times surge in input costs for farmers due to the limited supply and high prices of alternative products, affecting smaller farms. Increased production costs by $1.9 billion or more due to increased tillage. Add inflationary pressure to food prices over long term for consumers. Reduce the global competitiveness of U.S. ag, especially corn. Eventually lead to the development of more alternatives, but this would require several years of investments and regulatory crap, red tape, uncertainty, and a lull in crop protection innovation. The European Food Safety Agency stated there is no critical area of concern that would hinder the renewal of glyphosate uses within the European Union, although there would be identified data gaps in understanding the consumer dietary risk. The next steps involves the European Commission considering the EFSS recommendation and a report from four EU countries to decide whether to propose renewing approval for glyphosate. Finally, the EU members countries will vote on this approval. While markets would adapt to the world without glyphosate, it would be a substantial economic cost to farmers in the United States with the rapid release of greenhouse gases, and we know we can't get that. And FYI, I seen a post this morning from U.S. Representative Stephanie Bice that she is fighting President Biden's ban on hot water natural or gas operated water heaters and stoves. Can you believe that? These people, I mean, every restaurant uses gas stoves. So anyway, it's a crazy world we're living in right now. So anyway, you guys, hope you enjoyed the show today. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
For new country.
KECO, Elk City.